This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Scientists are racing to create a vaccine against the new coronavirus spreading through mainland China and causing fears around the world. The virus has now infected over 76,000 people and killed over 2,000. WBUR's Angus Chen visited some New England biotech companies trying to develop vaccines in time to stop a global pandemic.
On the fourth floor of a repurposed Providence mill, scientists at Epivax are growing cells inside a sterile glass and steel case.
This is the cell culture space. Don't worry, there's nothing dangerous in here.
Epivax co-founder Annie de Groot says her team has been working feverishly to stop something that is dangerous, the new coronavirus.
It has been fairly stressful for a lot of us. Yeah. But I think the stress is okay when you're trying to address a public health emergency, which this is what we have.
Epivax is one of several biotech companies and labs around the world developing vaccines to fight the coronavirus epidemic. De Groot says the race began in late January after Chinese researchers sequenced the virus's genome and made the data available to scientists.
As soon as the sequence was published, they said, could we please analyze this sequence for potential vaccine design? And 3 hours later, we had at least the essential elements for designing a vaccine.
Epivax is working on a vaccine that uses peptides, fragments of protein that help the body's immune system recognize the virus and attack it. De Groot says this type of vaccine can be ready for testing within weeks, but it has drawbacks. It can't be mass-produced, and De Groot says it doesn't stop infection.
It fortifies your immune system so that you don't get sick when you actually get infected, and I would prefer to have that than nothing.
And De Groot says it might help slow the epidemic long enough for other vaccines to enter the fight. Government agencies like the National Institutes of Health and some health organizations are helping to fund a variety of vaccine approaches. Boston-based Moderna and CureVac, which has offices in Cambridge, are both working on vaccines. CureVac CEO Dan Manichella says they're also feeling the pressure to finish the work before the virus mutates.
So it's much more fast-moving and much more infectious than SARS ever was. And so we're just racing time and the virus itself.
SARS is another coronavirus that killed hundreds of people in 2003. To combat this new coronavirus, CureVac and Moderna are using a technique based on RNA, a kind of genetic blueprint for proteins. Manichella says human cells use the RNA in the vaccine to create pieces of the virus, and this teaches the body how to neutralize the pathogen.
It's exactly what it looks like, which is what's fantastic. So the body knows exactly what it's looking for to fight off that particular virus.
Then the immune system can crush the virus before it makes you sick. These RNA vaccines are still very new. There aren't any that have been approved by the FDA yet. But immunologist Dr. Michael Mina at Harvard University says they have enormous potential.
So it's really an ingenious design. If they were able to roll something out in the next month or two, I think, yeah, it could have a really big difference.
Within the next month or two, Mina says it'll still be early enough for a vaccine to help contain the epidemic. But if scientists can't push a vaccine into the clinic until a year or 6 months from now, Mina thinks that may be too late. The countdown isn't lost on CureVac Manichella.
We're going as fast as we possibly can, but you still are putting this in human beings, so you have to be very, very careful about what you're doing here.
Best case scenario, Manichella says, his company's vaccine will be ready to test in humans later this year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.
Funding for WBUR's healthcare coverage and common health reporting comes from Sunovion. Global biopharmaceutical company Sunovion has a vision for a healthier world advanced through innovation that helps people living with serious medical conditions take on tomorrow. Learn more at Sunovion.com.